Today's daf is Nazir, daf Nun Aleph, and we are on the top of Nun Aleph. Tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle. I'm not going to be able to give it tomorrow. I have a bris, so Beth Hashem will pick up with the next daf afterwards. Okay, but today's daf Nun Aleph, as we continue with the sugyas of Tumah V'Tahara, as we started to discuss on daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, the second half of this Perek Kohen Gadol, is all about Inyanim of Tumah V'Tahara. The first half of the Perek was about comparing Kohen Gadol and Nazir, and their different types of Kahuna Gedola. That was all part one. And part two is discussions of which types of Tumas and Nazir is Magaleh Aleihem, and that opens up the world of Tumah for us. After all, we have to remember, there's no Talmud Bavli on most of the Masechtas in Seder Taurus, so the Gemara has to fit it in some other way, so that's why you have various different Masechtas that have a couple of Dafim here and there about Tumah V'Tahara, including Psachim, and others as well, but here we have a Nazir. So at the top of Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph. But again, as we saw yesterday, some of these sugyas of Tumah V'Tahara are both important for the world within Tumah V'Tahara and for other areas of Halacha where they share Shas topics, as we will see some today as well. It says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. Gemara quotes the Tosefta in Meseches Ahalos. Ezo Meshish Lo Rekev. Remember, we're talking about Rekev. What's Rekev? We had in the Mishnah, what is it? Nazim Megaleach on a mace. Number one, a dead body, which we gave three pshatim, what that means, because it can't just mean stam a mace, because then it says kazayis ben a mace. So obviously a whole mace is obvious. So mace, kazayis ben a mace, kazayis netzel, male tarvad rekev. That's what we're up to now. A spoonful of corpse dust, rekev. What when a corpse is put into the ground and then it disintegrates and it becomes mixes in with the dust of the earth. That is Rekev. So Ezo Eishish LaRekev, the Bryce is about to limit Rekev in a major way. As we'll see throughout today's daf, Rekev is a lachamosh we see now that it's betame, but in a very unique way. Only if it is pure, unadulterated guf, that, and one guf. But if there is anything else mixed in, even another goof, we'll see, even other parts of the goof that are no longer connected, all of these are going to ruin the status of Rekev, and thus make it not mitame. Special din of Rekev. Ezeo meisheish lo Rekev, so what exactly is corpse dust? Meis shenikvar arum. Number one, a meis that's buried without tachrichin. So, l'chora, almost all Jews who are zochet to be buried with tachrichin, so they will not create rekev, because the disintegration of the cloth is also mixed in. And rekev is only pure, unadulterated guf that originally becomes the dust, becomes the rekev, without anything else mixed in. So that's why it's only if meishadik for arum, ba'aron shel shayish, o al gabe ritzpa shel avanim. In an aron of shayish, meaning marble, or ritzpa shel avan. And what does that mean? Tosva says on top, she'ena nishchekes, ve'en lehistapeg ba'afar acher, ki'im berekev guv shalmeis. These things don't disintegrate. Rock. Right? So it's not going, there's nothing else that decomposed in this area. So it's only nothing else from the body, and nothing else on the body, and nothing else in the surrounding coffin. Zeo meis yesh lo rekev. That is meis which has rekev. But nikvar biksuso, if a person is buried in the way that Jews are usually buried, in tachrichin, nikvar biksuso, ba'aron shel eitz o al gabi rispa shel levenim, on an aron of wood, right, a wooden coffin, o al gabi rispa shel levenim, or rispa shel levenim, which are broken, crushed bricks that are noach to mix in with the decomposing body. So zeo meish ein lo rekev. That is a mace which does not have the status of rekev. Right? Tosfos says in the middle of Tosfos Nikbar, fourth skinny line, v'afilu lokach arba o chamesh tarvadin shmina rekev shelo. Even if you take four or five spoonfuls, right? You take a lot, so you know there's enough in here. You know there's enough in this area. Shebevada yeshkan mali tarvad mi guf hamace. Even so, tahar. That is not rekev, that it is batami. Why can't I read in Beperek HaMapeles? Like it says in Maseches Nida, Matchiloso davar acher naaselo gilgalin. Just like at the beginning, when it starts decomposing, if there's anything else in there, it becomes gilgalin, which means it's bevatel, it ruins the status. And therefore, it is not called rekev. Mashva de Baha, lekaman de Palik. There's nobody that argues. Shimnis Arev davar acher imo betchilaso eina metame. If there's something originally that is mixed in to this body, that decomposes with it, then it is not metame. So that is the example of this. We know the Gemara talks about elsewhere in terms of what is one going to look like? Does one have to have certain types of tachrichin in terms of what's going to be in the future? Or there's also a Gemara that discusses the type of tachrichin per se for when one goes up to Shamayim, not to wear black, not to wear white, v'chulu, all different types, but there's a Mesorah that we know in terms of tachrichin. There was a tshuva that was written about 65 years ago that had a tragic yet unbelievable shaila about someone who wanted to be buried in his concentration camp uniform. In terms of, he says, I want to take that to Olam Haba. That's my one-way ticket. And the poskim discussed then, and the answer given was a type of pshara, meaning it's against the Mesorah. There's a certain type of tachrichan that one is buried in, but they allowed to be buried next to him. Right, so again, we don't create rekev anyway. So we're not like ruining it. And there's also no mitzvah to create rekev. Right, it's just that this is the reality of what creates rekev. But there's no halacha that we should try to create rekev. And that is why the minhag is not to create. That we're buried in tachrichin, and even if there's something next to it, that is fine. Okay, continuing. Amar Ula. Ein rekev ela haba min habasar, min hagidim, umin hatzamos. Rekev is only something that comes from all three. You have to have a body with flesh on it, with gidim, sinews, uminatzamos, and with bones. Tosfos says, from all of them. Mikulam tzorach shiyer harekev. From all of them, you have to have the rekev. What does that mean exactly? All of it. How do you know? After it decomposes, then you have this dust. How do you know? So says Rav Meir Simcha in the Chidushim, right here on Nazir. If you read through the Rishonim here, it doesn't mean that when you take it, when you're metame from it, it has to be from all of it. It just means the original decomposition has to have all elements of it. Even though in Echinami, right now, you're becoming tummy from it might only be from etzem, or might only be from gidin. But it just means the original, that's what the key seems to be in terms of the rekev, the original decomposition. That's what it's referring to. Mikol makom boishi nirkav basar gidim atzamos. Va'az afilo lo kakach rak tarve min abasar. Omen agidim, omen atzamos. Even if you only took from one of them, gamkin isbe tumas rekev. Mikol makom tzorach shei nirkav af basar v'gidim. V'zeh brura d'shmaitza l'chol mestakel. And if you look clearly, says the Meshech Chachma, you know, that's clearly from the what one could think. And that's what Tosfos means. Delo kamisha tavazeh. Not like someone who misinterpreted Tosfos and said not only does the disintegration, the decomposition have to be from it, but you have to also make sure you have from all parts. First of all, it's impossible to know. And number two, you don't need it, says the Chiddush Rav Meir Simcha. So what Tosfos means is that the rekiva has to happen originally from all three, even though you don't have to take from all three when one comes. Okay, continuing, says the Gemara now. Where are we up to? Amar Ula, as we just said, in Rekav Ela Habam and Abbasu Egidim and Atzamos. Esve Rava Ula, is this really true? Rava asks Ula, Rekev Habam and Abbasar Tahar. We have a brisa that says that Rekev that comes from just Basar is Tahar. Isn't that Mashma only one of them? Hamina Etzem Tame. Mashma, if it's just from Etzem, that would be Tame. Only coming from Basar is Tahar. But coming from Etzem is Tame. Viava Gabdaleka Basar. Even though there is no flesh on it, just a bone. A human bone can create rekev. But what do you mean? I thought it has to come from all three. So Gemara says, don't make that diuk. Eima hachi. Rekev habam in habasar tahar ache yesh etzem babasar. That's what it means. It means from basar is tahar, not to be medayik from something else's tahar. It just means that a basar is tahar until you have something else with it. Until you have etzem with it. Gemara says, aye, haleka gidim. But what do you mean? Only two? You need basar atzamos, not gidim. Answer, efshar lebasar latzamos below gidim. No, there's no way that you wouldn't have all three. If you have basar and atzamos, what connects them? What's connecting the basar and the atzamos, if not for gidim? Right? So therefore, what is the brisa excluding? What's the brisa emphasizing about basar and atzamos? So Tosfos says, maybe it's emphasizing to exclude a nefel who does not have gidim yet. Right, you don't have this guy. Tosfos Yirmaschel Efshar Vula Shehizkir Gidim Itzrich Lafuke Nefel Shalom Iskashu Evara Begidim. Right, you didn't have a fully developed fetus yet, and that is why that is what is being excluded from the din. Okay, so now we have that limitation of what rekev is. It's only if it comes from basar gidim atzamos. Again, every question, every time you have to ask, as we've asked before, are all of these just din of shiurim of tuma, or is it somehow symbolic of something? Is it symbolic of the mace itself? Is it symbolic of an aver? Is it symbolic of something? That was the machlokas we had about Revi'ez Dam. Machlokas Rabbi Akiva in the Rabbanan, if it has to come from one mace or even from two mace. So here you have a limitation. It's only if it comes from all parts of a human body. Basar gidim atzamos. Here's the next limitation. Amar Shmuel bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shnei mesim, shekavran ze im ze, nasu gilgalin ze la ze. Two mace that are buried with each other, also, they create a prevention of the creation of rekev. Right? Gilgal and Zelazeh. The Rishonim here struggle what exactly the word Gilgalin means, but it, Lamaisa means for us, it prevents the status of rekev. And therefore, two mesa buried together, even though each one of them create rekev, but that's the Xeris HaKasav. It's a halacha Moshe B'Sidai, that it's only from one mace. Tosfos here discusses where does the word Gilgalin come from. Tosfos Yimaskal Shnei Mesim. He quotes the Aruch, Gilgalim afar shemu'ur mimakam acher, lashon dover ha-misgalgel. Gilgalim is like legalgel, to roll. It rolled from somewhere else. It is not pure from the natural, where it comes from. That's number one. Or he quotes the Aruch, ra gilgalim kudraima balaz, to logimi yirekev ela shal meis achar, veloshi yish meis acher mu'urabo. Okay, so that's the Gilgalim, the two meisim together, prevent the status. Masiv, ask the Gemara, Masiv, Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Oshia, rekev haba, mi beis meisim tameh. I says, even from two meisim would be tameh. Amar Rava, no. Shekavru zebif ne'atzmo, the zebif ne'atzmo, v'hir kivu. It means where each of them decomposed by themselves, and then they were put together. As long as the creation of rekev was pure, afterwards it's just a din of shiurim. Once it's rekev, then rekev from anywhere could be metame. V'agdo, amali tarvat rekev, and you take half of a tarvat from one, half of a tarvat from the other, that's fine. It's not a din of metame. It's a din of creation of rekev. Once the rekev was created, so then it is okay, because me'ikaro, it's already rekev, right? And we find that elsewhere as well. Amar Abba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Next, now other shailas. And now we start getting into shailas that have some parallel in other areas of halacha. Goza Sairo, v'kavru imo, nasu lo galgalin. What if somebody got a haircut and v'kavru imo, and that hair was buried with them? So again, that's nasu lo galgalin. Only hair that is attached, as we will see, is considered part of the mace. And therefore, that's not mevatel or anything. But if the hair was cut, and then it was buried with the mace, so that is gilgalin that prevents the status of rekev. Tznan hasam. One second, doesn't the Mishnah say, in Meseches Ahalos, kol shebe mace tamei, chutz min, everything, all parts of the body of a mace are tamei, and make a person tamei, in the three ways a mace is tamei, right, not mago masa ohel, chutz min ashinayim, vaseyar vatziporin, except for teeth, hair, and fingernails. Those three are excluded, those are not metame. Why aren't those metame? What is it about those three items? So the Rush quotes the Gemara in Meseches Nida, that everything has to be dumya, the first wide line on the bottom in the Rush, dumya de etzem. It has to be similar to bone, to be metame. What does that mean? Ma etzem shenivra imo, just like bone is created with the person, when the person is born, he doesn't grow more bones. His bones get bigger, but he doesn't grow more bones. So af ve'ein gizo machlif, just like a bone is created, and it does not change over time. Ein gizo machlif, it doesn't like fall out, and you get a new bone naturally. Of course, shenivra imo ve'ein gizo machlif. That's why only items, parts of the body that have these two elements, that has these two attributes, are metame. Yatu shinayim, excluding teeth. Shalom nivra uimo, teeth are not created. Teeth grow over time. And not only that, they don't stay. V'yatsu se'ar v'tziporen, and also hair and fingernails that grow over time. Right? Afa v'shenivru imo gizo machlif. Right? So that's why, that's the Gemara Meseches Nida, the Rush quotes, that teeth, hair, and fingernails are all exclusions, and that is why they are not metame. They also, we know, are unique in terms of the halachas of Hilchos Shabbos. Right? There's a shiloh. If somebody makes somebody bleed on Shabbos or cuts off a piece of their skin, so the Michas Chinuch discusses this. Is that the malacha of gozes? It's the malacha of creating a chabura, chovel, which itself is a question, which av malacha is chovel, which is not clear anywhere in any Gemara in Shas. Four different opinions of the Rishonim. Which malacha is chovel? Is it shochet? Is it dash? Is it soveya? Right, different deus in the Rishonim. But separate from that, what about gozes? What about shearing? We know shearing wool, that's the av malacha, but cutting your fingernails on Shabbos, that is the malacha of gozes. Or these other items, hair, cutting hair, brushing one's hair when hair falls out, that's the malacha of gozes. What about skin? Skin is not meant to come off. So is that gozes? Well, my nafkamina, who's cutting off skin? Ah, the Rishonim discuss. Bris Mila, which malacha is being violated that the Torah says is mutter if it's a Mila Shev Bizmana? Fascinating discussion. In the 19th parak of Masechta Shabbos, or Blazed Demila, which malacha is that? Pashtus, it is Chavala. But there are some Rishonim that say gozes, shearing. The Gemara says, it's not meant to be cut off. Skin is not meant to be cut off. It's not like fingernails. It's not like hair. So some say, you're right, so it's not gozes. Others say, no, this is meant to be cut off, this piece of skin. It's the arwa, right? You're right. Cutting other part of skin of your body is not going to be gozes. But this could be gozes, because this is omeid lihi gozes, right? This part of the skin, it's extra. So says the, again, fingernails also. It depends. So many people might say, it's not meant. What about the cuticle, right? What about the different parts? Either way, this is the discussion. But this is all, back to our case, this is all, says the Mishnah in Ahalas, only. This is all, that they are not metami, it's only if they are disconnected. If they're disconnected, that's when they are not metami and not considered part of the body. U'bishas chiburan, kulan tmeyan. But if they are part of, connected to the body, let's say somebody touches a fingernail of a dead body, but the fingernail is connected. So they become tame mes. Right, if it's connected to the body, so then it is metami. Tosfos' lashon is, Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Chutz, Yad lutumas meis. It's yad, right? We have the concept of yad in many areas of halacha. We have a yad linidarim, right? We had yad lenazir. Now we have yad lutuma. It is a appendage, right? It's connected, and as long as I touch that, that's as if I am touching the complete dead body. The Rav Ochanan in the Kovet Shiurim in Psachim discusses this and wonders. He says, okay, by fingernails, and okay, by teeth, but hair, he says, if you pick it up by the hair, it's gonna rip off. So how is that a yad? A yad means it's like a handle, literally, a yad. But if you pick up a hair from somebody, you try to pick them up by the hair, it's gonna rip out. So Rabbi Chanan said, it must be because if you pick up a bunch of hairs, it won't definitely cut off and rip off from the body, that's why it would work. El de Beseir Kasha, this is Psachim Kuf Pezayin. Im Yochas Hameis Beseir, Yehe Nifsak, the Efshar de Mairi Besaros Harbe. They were talking about a lot of hair, and then it wouldn't for sure rip off. Either way, that is the Mishnah. So now, with that background, Boy Chizki asks the Gemara, Saro Ha'omeid Ligaleach, Siporin Ha'omeid Ligazes Mai. So what do we say? If it's already cut off, then it's not matame. If it's still attached, it is matame. What if it is? Omei lihi gazes. If it's long enough, I really need a haircut. Omei lihi gazes. So is that as if it is cut off yet or not? My. Mi amrinan kala omei ligzos kegazes dami. Do you say as if it's cut off already? And therefore, it is not matame. And therefore, it would create gilgalin. And wouldn't allow Rekev to be created. Oh, Dilma, Hashem, Yaha, Mechubarin. Or they say, no, it's physically Mechuba right now, and that's all one cares about. Right? Physically, it is Mechuba. Tosvos has two deis here in Boy Chizkia. What exactly is the question of the Gemara? Tosvos says, Mi have kishar chiburin lemeis v'tameh, o kegazes dami v'lo metameh b'meis. Number one formulation is, I put them all together, but really Tosfos has it as two deis. Number one, is it metame or not? Number two, does it create Gilgalin or not? That is Tosas and Tzudeh. You might have said they go together, but Tosas has it as two, as you might be able to isolate one and not the other. This relates to exactly the comment of the Karen Ora here. The Karen Ora says, why isn't this quoted when we talk about this Shas topic in Kol HaTorah Kula? We find this discussion by Kinyanim. We find this discussion in the first parak of Sanhedrin of Kol HaOmed. Kol HaOmed Lisrof Kesarav Dami. Kol HaOmed Lisrof Kagazes Dami. Kol HaOmed this. So they're not all exactly the same. Even the two I just said. Kol HaOmed Lisrof means there is a destiny halachically that's going to happen to this item. Kol HaOmed Lisrof. I have something that I have to burn. I have Truma Temeah. Kala Ome Lisrof Kesarav Dami. All the Nisrafin that are listed in the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Temura. So, that's one question. If there is a destiny for a certain item, halachic destiny, does it impact present reality? That's Kala Ome Lisrof Kesarav Dami. That's the sugya of Kitute Mechta Shiure. If something is going to be burned, do we say it doesn't have a proper shear? Or it's, you're not allowed to use it for a chefs shal mitzvah? All the different explanations. But that's one type of question, kala omeid, lisrov, kiduse mechtas. This question is also asked, sometimes they're put together, it also has to do with future impacting the present, but it also is very different, because there's no halachic reason to cut my hair. It's just a reality that people cut their hair, or cut their fingernails. Kol ha-omeid ligzos, or let's say if you have grapes that are ta'un on the tree. So kol ha-omeid libatzer kibitzurin damyin. Do you say, for Hilchas Kinyanim, it's as if it's already detached from the tree or not? Many different shilas, and a lot of times they're put together, but it's not exactly the same. Whether there's a halachic destiny that has impacts present reality, whether there is just a physical destiny. I'm going to cut my hair. I'm going to cut down the grapes, impacting present reality. Right? This is also, of course, related to the sugya of Breira. Right? Breira, which also has to do with Tanai, which also has to do with Asmachta. All of these sugyas have to do with future events impacting present reality. And Halacha takes that into account. All of these have that in common. So the Karen Orer right here asks, why doesn't, whatever the Gemara is going to answer here, why doesn't it relate this to the general Shaila? V'yesh l'daktik, maishna hacha de misafkale, why here does the Gemara have a suffake about it, whether called omid ligzos kagazes dami by Tomas Beis, umayshna leni maktish is avdo, when somebody is maktish their eved, that's the sugi in Sanhedrin, somebody makes their eved hektish, so there's a machlokas there, whether there's me'ila by the eved's hair. When I'm makdish an eved, was I makdish my eved's hair? There's a machlokas. There's no suffix about it. There's a machlokas. So why isn't that machlokas transferred to here? Right? Leini makdish ava pligi tanoi v'sanedrin daf tezvavi molim b'saro omid ligzos v'kayim alon ketana kama de'ein molim mishum delav kagazes dami. And we paskin, it's not kagazes, and therefore it's considered attached. So why don't we bring that machlokas here too? Says the Karen Ora, Vitzarech Lomar, Dila Inyan Rekev, Misafkele Yoser. Right, here Rekev must have a different Safik. Why? Because as we just said, there are so many limitations by Rekev. Right, if it comes from a different person, if it comes from clothing, if it comes from anything that might be. So here too, it might be, even if you want to say generally it's Lav Kagaz's dummy, and it's still considered attached, maybe regarding Rekev, that this is going to be different. Says the Karen Ora, right? Maybe it's going to be different. If you look in the other Achronim also, they have the same type of distinction. Maybe this case is different, and they have it, fascinatingly, in opposite directions. The Minchas Chinuch suggests that maybe by an Eved, you could have a Shita that is Lav Kegaz's dummy. By an Eved, why? Kivan Shaseir Mashbiach Yosher Kshu Dayin Al Arosh. Because as the hair grows, right, this is Minchas Chinuch here in Mitzvah Reis Sama Gimel, as the hair grows, it's more beautiful. Remember we had the case of both earlier in this Masechta and in the Dara about the Nazir with the long hair, right? Long hair is beautiful. So there you might say Lav Kagaz's Dami. But by somebody who's dead, it's no longer making them beautiful. So there you might say Kagaz's Dami. Or exactly the opposite. Other Achronim say, maybe Dafka, when it's after Misa, you will say, it is eino omid lihigazis efshar sh'afi mechayim hu omid ligzos ata eino chashiv kagazes dami. Live people might get haircuts, right? Somebody who died is not going to get a haircut. Even if you say kagazes, you might say there lav kagazes dami, right? So you might the Birchas Chinuch said, even if you say, when somebody is alive, it's lav kagazes. When somebody's dead, maybe you'll say kagazes. You might say just the opposite also as well. So all the different achronim give different suggestions why our Gemara is not linked to the other discussions in Shas about this topic, because you might have svaras afuchos that are mechalik between here and elsewhere. Okay, they're only Gemaras, though, I might add, when we talk about fingernails. Right, there are no Gemaras about Dafka making sure that my hair is taken care of, right? But the Gemara Nida that says your fingernails, you have to make sure, right? If you have to bury them or burn them, you're a tzaddik, you're a chassid. The Gemara is very emphatic about making sure fingernails are not lying around. The Gemara even says to make sure that pregnant women are not walking over the fingernails. I once saw a Kabbalistic idea that. And it's alluded to already in Rashi in last week's parsha that Bizman, Adam and Chava were in Gan Eden. They had a protective shield on them, protective shield like a fingernail on a body nail, right around their whole body. And after the chait, they lost it, and the only thing that's left are the toenails and the fingernails. So that's why when we cut them, it's like a kitrug. Reminds us, or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of what we used to be, and maybe that's why Dafka, pregnant women, is going back to Chava, who brought death to the world, and Yoledes, right, that's why it's more of an issue regarding those types of individuals. Okay, anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara has this question, Chizki has the Shaila, is it Kigaz's dummy or not? So Vinifshale Midarava Barbarachana. Back to the Gemara. Let's try to prove it from Barbarachana, who says, Taima, right, what does Barbarachana say? Right, he started off by saying, if hair was cut off and buried, it's Galgalin. So Daf Kamishim the Gazas, only because it's cut off. Hello, Gazas low. Maybe it's so mashma, if it's not cut off, even if it's ready to be cut off, if it's not cut off, it's part of the mace. So our answer is no, Haki Kamar. It could be Gazas Harizal Gilgalim. If it's cut off, it's for sure ruins the rekev status. Lo gazas mi boile. But if not, he is not sure. Doesn't mean that it is for sure not a problem. We just don't know. He doesn't know. There is a shaila also talking about the long hair when it comes to tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes later achronim. It's not in the earlier achronim or in the Rishonim. Long hair, is that a problem for hilchos tefillin? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Chaf Zayin, that's the big siman about Hilchos Tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Machzor Shekel, on the bottom of the Magen Avraham, V'dra alai hamaisa, shel osan ha'anashim, woe is to me, those people, shem megadlin blurosehen, that grow their hair long, milvaki uderach shachas v'gaiva, besides what, I don't think it's a Jewish type of haircut, look what I wrote in Yoredeya Kufayin Ches, that's the siman of Chukosem Loseleichu, even though I don't think it's a Jewish way, not only that, Yeshbo Isser Bahanachas Tefillin, there's a Hilchas Tefillin problem too, Dekiba Degidolin Harbe, Lekalameimar Behu Hani Rivisayu, because it's very long, you can't say, oh, it's just part of the body, Vechotitzim, wow, and it's a Chatitza, right, and then he says, besides that, you can't put it in the right spot if it's a long hair. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Sternbach writes in a tshuva, it's hard to say that it's a chatzitza. It's hard to part of the body. The only thing that it might be a chatzitza is, let's say somebody has very long hair in the front, and they fold over their hair, so the tefillin is like bouncing up on top of the hair. It's not even on the head. So there you could say it's a problem. But if somebody has long hair and it's sitting on the hair, which is on the body, it's hard. You want to say it has other problems, the first type of problems, fine. But if you want to say it has the chatzitza issues, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes it. But the earlier poskim don't quote it. Again, there are other issues, but to say somebody that it's a problem is difficult. Rav Moshe also has a connected tshuva. Rav Moshe discusses, what if somebody has hair implants? Let's say they are balding on top. They get hair implants, either from different parts of their body, or they grow new hair follicles. And now the hair is connected. Is that a problem for Hilchos Tefillin? Says Rav Moshe, no. It's part of your body now. It's not a problem. This is part of the body. Rav Moshe writes this in Arachayim, Chelek Dalet, Simin, Os Mem, I think this is. I think it's an Os Mem. Simin Yudches. He says, no problem. The only problem is if it is a toupee, if it's a wig. If it's not connected, so says Rav Moshe, that's a chatzitza. That's a chatzitza. If somebody is embarrassed, or Rav Moshe said, if somebody's embarrassed to go to shul without it, put on tefillin at home with a bracha, and then you're yotzi the mitzvah, then you want to wear tefillin in shul, that's fine. You're not doing the mitzvah for the Tilon Shel Rosh, because there's a chatzisa there. But you cannot make a bracha on that. That is a chatzisa, because that's not connected to the body. That's Rav Moshe. V'imlek adavar kazeh aval hu rak dveikus asayris zaros lahaguf. Aide devek. Na amikiva shekein yishar la'olam v'rotz v'zela yachzos l'tfilin if it's attached. V'imu pe'a nachris sheyachol la'asir b'chalei sherotzeh. But if it's a wig, that can be removed, a toupee. Afshu la'na'oso. Even though you want to quote the Gemara in Sukkah to me. Kol la'na'oso ena chotzeis. Anything that's there for beauty is not chatzisa. It's not going to work here. Says Rav Moshe, you're not going to work here. But ki'ai gavna. He says, "Yaniach es shalrosh below bracha, ukishayavo lebeso yigala rosho v'yaniach tzilin bebracha." Right? He says that's right. We don't know. People don't want us to know. You know, if they have some type of that we don't know, because that's the point. That if people want to do this, it would be embarrassing. Again, it's a chumrah for hilchas tefillin that it's a chatitza, but I think many women out there would say. But it's okay, because it's a kula for hilchas per kisi rosh for women. You know, if we would say that a wig is not chotzeis because it's part of the body, that it could be a problem for to be considered women's hair, right? We paskin that, you know, based on the Shulchan Aruch Kibbutzim in Masechta Shabbos and many others, based on the Mishnah there in Shabbos, that it's not called erva, it's not a problem for women to cover their hair with a peah nachris, with a wig. The same reason why it is a chatzitza for hilchos tefillin. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, "Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Viter, Rekev Abamina Akei Ekev Mahu." What about Rekev that comes from a heel? From a heel, the Rishon Amir, Tosas, and the Rush say that there's a lot of dead skin on the heels, a thick area. So, is that a problem of creation of Rekev? Ki Gamrina, do we say, and we have a suffix about the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? That's what we're trying to figure out. This is all not really based on Svara. We could come up with a svara after we know what the halacha is, let's say. Or use some of the other parts of the halacha moshe b'sinai to come up. But it sounds like it's just a question about the halacha moshe b'sinai. Ki gamrinan rekev ha-ba mikulemes. Avol da'asi min ha-akev lo. Do we say a rekev is something that comes from the entire mace, from kulemes? Avol da'asi min ha-akev lo. But if it's only, if you could pinpoint, right, from the akev, that would not be rekev. Odil malosh, no, or no, it's part of the body, it's part of the body. Tashma, the Tani Reb Nasa Reb Oshia, Rekev Abba Mishne Mesim Tame. Didn't we say before, from two Mesim, then it is Tame, if it's already created and then combined. Right? Rekev Abba Mishne Mesim. V'yisakadadach Abba Mina Akev Lo, and if you want to say, Abba Mina Akev, so then it is not considered Rekev, but 1 minute, how could you combine the two? Zil Hacha Dilma Derech Akev Kasi, V'hacha Dilma Derech Akev Kasi. 1 second, so you might say maybe from each one of them there's Akev, Rekev inside. So maybe it shouldn't be Matame. So the Gemara says, no, wait a minute. Gemara, the Bachian said, hey, Chidami, what are we talking about? There's no Shiloh if an entire body decomposes. And mixed in that is Akev. That's for sure Rekev. That's natural. That's, you might say, it's like connected. It's similar to like the hair, similar to other things that are connected. Right, Rekev HaGuf Mevatel, the Rekev HaAkev. Hacha Kagon, the only Shiloh we have is the Erek of Chad Ever, the Kasi Derech HaAkev, Mai. If it's just Akev Rekev, not the entire body. So take that question. That's a question we could put on the list. And we could ask Eliyahu HaNavi. Right, not the other Shilohs, but Rekev HaBamish Mason that we know. That we're not going to be able to ask him. But this is a Shiloh we'll put on the list. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. Next, and now, again, these are fascinating questions now in terms of different statuses. Ubar b'mei Aisha. Again, they're tragic, Lamaisa, but they are fascinating halakhic issues. What about a fetus? Ubar b'mei Aisha, havig al galim olo. Do you say that's like two people being buried together and therefore they ruin the status of Rekev? Or no? Kiva damar mar ubar yerachimo. Do we say the fetus is just considered the limb of a mother? Hilka gufehu velo havi gilgalin. It's considered one body, and therefore it is not gilgalin, and this is a creation of Rekev. O dilma kiva de sofa lutzeis mifresh parish mina. Or do we say, since the fetus is sofo to go out of the mother, so we say it's considered separated, and therefore it is, it does prevent Rekev. It's just like clothing. It's just like another, item that is buried with it. The Gemara is not machalik here between how big the fetus is. Before 3 months, after 3 months, before 40 days, before 40 days is nothing. That's not called an uber yet. But after that, it's not machalik between whether it is nikar ubera or not. Also, the Gemara, let's wait with that. The Achronim discuss this sugya of Uber Yerachimo, which again comes up in many places, the fascinating sheet in Yevamos. If a, of a woman who is pregnant converts and she goes into the mikvah, her baby doesn't have to go to the mikvah. It's the tefillah works for the baby too. Wow. Right, the fetus. The fetus works for the baby. Right, Hainu Ravise, the Gemara discusses there. So Uber Yerachimo comes up. But Rab Chaim and the Shvus Yaakov and many others say it only works in one direction. The Ubar is looked at as a limb of the mother. The mother is not looked at as a limb of the baby. Uber Yerach Imo. You don't say Imo Yerach Ubar. You don't say they're connected in both directions. Where does this come up, Lomai? So the Shvus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, has a tshuva regarding if somebody is Mudur Hana'a. Somebody is Mudur Hana'a from an Ubar in an animal for whatever reason. If somebody is mudur hana from a fetus inside an animal, so is the mother also usur? Says the Shvus Yaakov, many rayas, no, the mother is not usur, because the mother is not considered a limb of the baby. The baby is a limb of the mother, but not the opposite. That's the in the line. That's one example. Rav Chaim also said the exact same thing in the Grach Halashas in Hilchos Avadim. Hilchos Avadim. If the, to explain the halacha of the Gemara that the Rambam quotes, the Rambam says, if somebody says to their pregnant shifcha, their pregnant maidservant, you're free and your baby's an eved. You're free and your baby's an eved. Says the Gemara, Dvarav Kayamin. His words are Kayam. Hare, but what about the opposite? Hare at Shifcha uvladcha ben Chorin. You're a Shifcha, and your baby is a ben Chorin, lo amar velo klum. Doesn't work. Why? The Rambam adds, Shezek kamay shem mishachar chetzya. You're only being mishachar, if you only mishachar half your Eved, then it's, you aren't mishachar anything. So ask the Ravid, ask the Mefarshim, what's the Chilik? Right, if I'm a shachar, just the ubar, that's considered being a shachar half. If I'm a shachar, just the mother, it's not called half. So why does that work? Right, why does that, are they both connected or not? So Reb Chaim explains, the ubar is considered part of the mother. The mother is not called part of the ubar. So from the mother's point of view, you are a shachar, the whole mother. If you're a shachar, just the baby, you're a shachar, only half. Right, because the Uber is only Yerach Ima, but not the opposite. Says Reb Chaim, Chaluk Bazeh Adin Ha'eim Idina Uber. The Uber B'mei Ha'imo Kiva Dakati Lo Nigmar Chiyusei V'Chiyusei Tali Basar Imo V'Lo Havi Ish B'Fnei Atzmo Mishum Ha'chiyu the Mishach Rechatsi. Right, that's half. V'Gam D'Gam B'Din Chalos Din Avdus Shebo Hu Gamkein Agav Imo U'Lachiyu the Chashuv Chatsi Eved Mashenkein Ha'eim Avagav the Uber Yerach Ima Hu. The mother stands alone. Even if you hold Uber Yerachimo, which the Rambam paskins, still the mother is freed and the baby is not called holding back the avdus of the mother. Again, a major Shas discussion. Back to the Gemara though now. So we didn't answer that question. What is the status of the Uber? But now we continue. The intim salomar ubar the sofa law says mifresh parish bina. And if you want to say, well, the baby's considered as if it's out, separate, because it's ultimately going to come out, and therefore it's considered gilgalin. What about this question? Shichva zera b'mei isha mahu. What if there is zera? The woman happened to be with her husband recently before she died, and there's shichva zera b'mei isha mahu. The Gemara doesn't say beferish, but it's implied by the Rishonim, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, at least the first 3 days, let's say. Because after 3 days, it's not called Zera anymore, it's not potent anymore. So let's say at least within the first 3 days. Mi amrinon, kivan lo itzar ki gufei dami. Do we say, since it wasn't created, it's not going to form, it's not going to create a vlad, it's just part of her body, ki gufa dami. There's no baby being formed now. O dilma, kivan dami, almakasi lo. What do you say? No, since it has an external source, it's not called part of her body, and therefore it is not considered part of her, and it is Gilgalin. Right? Rash, the Mefarish says on top, second line, if you say that this is a limitation, so the only type of rekev that would be created is a woman who is a zakena or a basula. That's the only one. That's what the Mefari says. Ula o me rekav tavi psula o zakena delah bas bani. That doesn't sound, it's just, sound like it's just limited to the first 3 days, but not for now. Boy Rav Papa, next Shaila, Pirshamahu. What about perish? What about the waste that a woman has in her body? That a person, she died before she was able to relieve herself. Kiva delo makayma bedelo achla chiyusehu. That's part of life. Since a person can't live without eating and creating waste, that's part of the body and it's not considered something separate. Al dilbaha nami me'amasi. Or do you say the source of waste is an external source, it's from food, and therefore, me'alma asi, it must come from me'alma. Boy, again, this is also asked in a different context. The Gemara Baba Kama, Rabbi Yosef Ego points out, discusses, what about if an animal, you know, an animal damages in many different ways, it's chayif. What about an animal who damages through, you know, going to the bathroom on something? So, is that called direct damages? Is that called the animal damaging or some other source? Again, that's also an ask in that context. Next, Shiloh. Boy, Rav Acha, Breda, Rav Ika. A Shiloh that seems to take away a lot of the Rekev. O Romahu. What about the skin? A person's skin? So the Shiloh Kubatza says here, maybe it's only according to the Manda Amr that says, or Adam is Tahar. Maybe it's only going according to that Manda Amar. The Mefaresh here maybe is bothered. How can you say R is excluded? Then there'll never be any. So maybe R doesn't here mean skin, but he has a daya at least that it means the saliva. Roke. What is saliva? How do you get R? Ma'araro means that you gargle it up in your mouth. So maybe that's what it means. Let's just go with the skin one. Because look at the next question. Boy refuted bar manoach. Keicho v'neomau. It's a separate shayla. What about keicho, the saliva, or neo, the tsoas of the, in the nose? Mahu. All these shaylas. Amalir shwal bar achalur papa. V'isakadai the kolhani to kamar to havigal galin. Rekab de betame. Echemish kachasla. I don't see it. If you say all of these ruin it, so you're never going to have rekab. You've just basically knocked out the halacha Moshe v'Sinai. When would you ever have it? So answers the Gemara, you're right, but it would be in a very unusual occurrence. Ta'ashke made the kalim, right before a person died, they drank a diuretic, which basically cleaned them out. Visachyanasha, and a person smeared themselves with a certain type of cream that makes their hair fall out. Vishaka Meitferia, and the body was put into Meitferia, which basically burned off the skin. Okay, you're right. Empty inside and outside. Very, very unusual, limited halacha Moshe v'Sinai, if that's the answer to those questions. Period. Amar Abaya. Naktinon. Mace shetachanu ein larekev. If a mace doesn't decompose naturally, but it is nitchan originally, Rachman al Islam, like the cases we discussed yesterday by the Minchas Yitzchak, those cases, or if there's ashes, ein larekev, there's no rekev created. Ibailu. Tachanu v'chazav ehirkev mahu. What if it was nitchan, but then it was nirkav? Right, fine, nitchan, now it's like dust, that's not rekev. But what if you then waited, and it became rekev? Is the only issue, is that it has to have bas v'gidim atzamos in it, and this does. O dilma kibir yaso be'inan, or it has to rot in the natural way. V'leken, you don't have that here. Teku, again, question. Tani ula barchanina, meis shechaser, ein lo rekev. If you have a mace that was chaser, you didn't have an entire body, right? It's missing an aver, also. Ein lo tores rekev. Vilo tfusa. And the Brisa adds, it also doesn't have the halacha of tfusa. Tfusa means that if there is a mace, and let's say you have to move a mace for some reason, you have a heter of likud atzamos, it's buried on the road, it's buried somewhere, so then a mace is tofes, literally grabs a certain amount of dirt around the mace, is considered part of the mace. You have to move that with the mace. So if it's ein larekev, it does not create the halach of tfusa. Velo shchunas kvaris. Also, if you happen to find a couple of bodies in a field, in a different area, so there's different places, as is described in the Mishnayos in Taros. If you find them, three of them in a certain form, in a certain geography, that's called shchunas kvaris. That must be a cemetery. You have to leave them. But if one is buried without being chaser, doesn't create shchunas kvaris. Only if it's three whole bodies. And that's all. Tosfos says, Halacha Moshe v'Sinai. So Halacha Moshe v'Sinai. Misvara, you would say, so what? It's missing an arm. It's still a shchunas kvaris. But Tosfos says, it's all Halacha Moshe v'Sinai. Meisvei. But 1 minute, is it's really true that one limb does not create rekev? Meisvei, I'll ask you from a Mishnah in Maseches Idios. The Mishnah there in Idios has a machlokas. Whether a kezayis basar from Aver min hachai is metame. So we picked up the machlokes regarding that around the one that's machalik. Loi mamarta b'meis sheyesh lo rov uverova. Well, one second. A mace that has the halacha of rov, meaning rov of minion of the bones. Verova, a rova hakav of the bones. Omali tarvet rekev. Mace has the rekev halacha. Tomar bechai, but chai, meaning aver menachai, she'elo lo rova lo rova v'lo mali tarvet. That's the line of the braisa. Mace has all these halachas. Chai doesn't have these halachas. So, rekev echidami, what does rekev mean in that argument? Doesn't it mean de'irkev chad ever, right? The rekev of one live limb doesn't have rekev. What's the parallel? To fazeg abe meis, afilu chad ever ikar rekev. Mashba, that the parallel would be even one limb of a dead body would have rekev. Isn't that the mashmas of the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says that this, the live, does not have rekev, the dead would have rekev, Mar says no. You don't have to make that diet. Mik tani hames isn't an exact parallel. Hakamash malon shum mace yesh lo rekev shum chai ein lo rekev. The world of mace has rekev, not dafka alim, but the world of mace has rekev, and the world of chai does not have rekev. Eiver menachai or boy rava. We'll have a similar discussion. Hirkiv kshu chai. What if somebody, Rachmanel Islan, one of his limbs basically rotted while he was alive? Right, he lost circulation there. The chazav amaze, and then he died. So the rekiva happened before he died. Mahu ki gemiri rekev the irkev kshu mace. Do we only have the misora only if it afterwards? Or do you say no? There was rekev, there was misa. That's good enough. So tashma, we'll try to bring the same line that we just brought from the Gemara, from the Mishnah. Lo amarta b'meishi yesh lo rova v'rova malitar vod rekev tomar b'chai v'chulu. So the Mishnah was b'chalik between Mace and Chai, so Taima Mishum Chai. The reason it doesn't have any of these halachas is because of Chai. Ha Mace, ha Lamaisa. If the limb is dead, right, even during his lifetime, Yesh lo Rekev. Right, only Chai, full Chai, has Rekev, but not if it's dead when it's alive. So Gemara says, no, again, Mik Tani Ha Mace. Doesn't say that. No, Hakamash Malan, De Shum Mace, Yesh lo Rekev, Shum Chai, Ein lo Rekev. It means that there is some in the world of Mace that has, some of the world of Chai that does not have, but Lam Dafka, you have to say, is an exact parallel. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, as I said, the next tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle. Again, a couple of Shas topics that come up in terms of getting Hana from a Mace and, other issues of, other transplants from live donors, is that an issue? The chulu and other related items, and then we'll pick up at the Shem with Daf Nun Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here.